From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
Here is the news for the headlines. President Joko Widodo states rice stock adequate for next 2 years before export. Indonesia receives IRRI's award for reaching rice self-sufficiency. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where President Joko Widodo has ordered his aides to ensure rice stock's adequacy to meet national demand until the next 2 years before they decide to export the commodity. Minister of Agriculture Syahrul Yassin Limpo quoted the President's order on Sunday after President Joko Widodo received an award from the International Rice Research Institute, IRRI, for the country's success in achieving rice self-sufficiency and its food system resilience. Minister Syahrul also noted that export would only be made after the national rice demands could be met, especially with the threat of global food crisis. According to the Statistic Indonesia BPS, the national rice consumption is expected to reach 30.03 million tons per year. Indonesia has received an award from the International Rice Research Institute, IRRI, for its achievement in reaching rice self-sufficiency and for improving its food security system. Indonesia's achievement is a major step to create a national food security, especially amid the current global geopolitical condition. This was affirmed by Director General of IRRI, Jean Bellier, while bestowing the award at the State Palace in Jakarta on Sunday. IRRI is committed to cooperating in the long term to bolster the food security system in Indonesia. Bellier bestowed the placard to President Joko Widodo as a form of acknowledgement and thanks for Indonesia's achievement. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto has emphasized the importance of digital transformation to bolster the development of micro, small and medium-scale enterprises, MSMEs. He said in a statement on Sunday that in this fast development of the digital economy, the digital transformation is a must for MSMEs to improve their efficiency and business development. To upgrade the MSMEs and encourage digital technology adoption, the government has taken various initiatives and policy. One of them is the Proud of Made in Indonesia's Products, or BBI program. He also noted that the program is aimed to encourage the MSMEs to sell their products through digital media or e-commerce. Let's move on to the international news. A delegation of U.S. lawmakers arrived in Taiwan on Sunday for a two-day trip during which they will meet President Tsai Ing-wen, the second high-level group to visit while there are military tensions between the several islands and China. Beijing, which claims democratically governed Taiwan as its own territory, has conducted military drills around the island to express its anger over U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taipei in early August. The de facto U.S. Embassy in Taipei said the delegation is being led by Senator Ed Markey, who is being accompanied by four House lawmakers on what it described as part of a larger visit to the Indo-Pacific region. The risk of disaster at Europe's largest nuclear plant is increasing every day, the mayor of the city where it is located told AFP on Sunday after Ukraine and Russia exchanged blame for fresh shelling around the facility. The Zaporizhia plant in southeastern Ukraine has been occupied by Russian forces since March, and Kyiv has accused Moscow of basing hundreds of soldiers and storing arms there. The facility has come under fire repeatedly in the past week, raising the specter of nuclear catastrophe. South Korea must overcome historical dispute with Japan and achieve peace with North Korea as key steps towards bolstering the stability and security of the North Asian region, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol said on Monday. Speaking at the ceremony to mark the 1945 end of Japan's colonial rule of the Korean Peninsula, Yoon said Tokyo had become a partner in tackling threats to global freedom and urged both nations to overcome disputes dating to those days. A forest fire that flared anew in southern France sent 1,000 more people fleeing, while overnight rain brought blazes elsewhere in the country under control, officials said on Sunday. France has been buffeted this summer by a historic drought as well as a series of heat waves and several forest fires. A fire that had been raging since Monday in the southern Aveyron region appeared to be under control and dying out on Saturday afternoon when it suddenly reignited in a virulent manner, gobbling up 500 more hectares, the prefecture said. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on Indonesian Embassy in Colombo holds webinar 70 years of Indonesia-Sri Lanka relation.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlight, Indonesian Embassy in Colombo holds webinar 70 years of Indonesia-Sri Lanka relations. The Indonesian Embassy in Colombo, in collaboration with the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Sri Lanka and the Laksman Kadirgaman Institute, or LKI, held a webinar at the LKI Auditorium last August 10th, and the webinar was held to commemorate the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Sri Lanka, which fell on August 6th. The Indonesian Embassy in Colombo reported that the webinar began with broadcasting recorded messages from the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Indonesia, Retno Marsudi, and her Sri Lankan counterpart, Ali Sabri. Both of them emphasized the importance of promoting cooperation in various fields for the interests of both countries and other developing countries. The cooperation covers in the fields of agriculture, maritime affairs, participation of Indonesian state-owned enterprises in Sri Lanka, defense, intelligence, and narcotics eradications. Meanwhile, in her remarks, Indonesian Ambassador to Sri Lanka, Dewi Gustina Tobing, said that the purpose of the webinar was to raise public awareness about the relationship between the two countries, which has historically been established since the 8th century. The relationship was further strengthened by the opening of diplomatic relations of August 6, 1952. The discussion raised opportunities for cooperation in various fields for the welfare of the people. The two countries can also take advantage of open cooperation opportunities, support each other in various regional and multilateral fora, including finalization, the preferential trade agreement negotiations, pharmacy, industry, promotion of human rights, environment, people-to-people, and others. It is said that both countries can repeat the postmodern geopolitical mandala, which is beneficial to strengthen political and governmental cooperation in the field of defense, foreign policy, and geopolitics to face various development challenges. Another point that also came up was the need to continue to be a pioneer in sparking the spirit of Bandung for the purpose of advancing development of sovereigns. Popular and Democratic Alternative Project, as well as a unifier in facing the increasingly complex challenges of today. The webinar, which took place with due to observance of health protocol, was attended directly by 65 participants, consisting of the health of diplomatic representatives, government officials, lecturers, students, and businessmen. The number of participants who attended virtually reached 65 people, including representatives from universities in Indonesia. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listeners, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
We begin today in history with the event on August 15, 1914, when the Panama Canal was opened for sailing. The Panama Canal is a canal which cuts through the isthmus of Panama along 82 kilometers through North and South America and connects the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans. This canal cuts the travel time of ships because there is no need to rotate through the southern tip of South America. The plan for the construction of the canal came up in the 1500s. French started constructing the canal in 1881, but it was delayed due to technical problems and high worker mortality. The United States took over the project in 1904. Finally, the Panama Canal was completed and officially opened on August 15, 1914. Let's move on to an event on August 15, 1947 about the independence of India. India achieved full independence from Britain and ended British rule in India, which had lasted for almost 190 years. Mahatma Gandhi is considered to be the person who has great merit for India's independence. He has succeeded in pressuring the British government to grant independence to India. We We enter the history with the event on August 15, 2005, when conflict between the Free Aceh Movement GAM and the government of Indonesia ended. The conflict between the Free Aceh Movement GAM and the Indonesian government ended by signing a Memorandum of Understanding MOU in Helsinki, Finland on August 15, 2005. On February 27, 2005, the Aceh Movement and the Indonesian government began the negotiation phase in Vantaa, Finland, with the facilitator former Finnish President Martti Ahtisaari. The signing of the MOU peace was held on August 15, 2005. The peace process was then monitored by a team called the Aceh Monitoring Mission, consisting of five Asian countries and several countries that are members of the European Union.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu penuh dengan payung seketika jas hujan dicari-cari semua orang inginkan teduh. Tinggal oleh sang kekasih doakan.
Citizen of Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, Teten Mas Duki, encouraged all citizens to buy the products of the micro, small and medium enterprises to face the potential for stagflation in the second semester of 2022 and to stimulate the Indonesian economy. He delivered a speech at the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises National Day 2022 commemoration in Bandung City, West Java this Friday. He also said that one of the Indonesia's economic strength is business sectors, such as cooperatives and micro, small and medium enterprises. So it is necessary to make various efforts so that their business wheels continue to run. Thereby, his ministry will build a digital platform to provide easy services for cooperatives and micro, small and medium enterprises. He also emphasized that his side has currently built an e-catalog, online shop, S-copy or financial hub and credit scoring, micro, small and medium enterprises integrated services, and many others. According to Minister Teten Mas Duki, the government must maintain the development of micro, small and medium enterprises through the digitalization process amid the world economic crisis, where economic growth is being corrected from 3.6% to 3.2%. It is even predicted that in 2023, it will be corrected to 2.9%. Thus, the Indonesian government needs to continue to maintain the domestic economy as a source of growth, especially micro, small and medium enterprises. However, Indonesia also needs to create opportunities for overseas market expansion. Minister Teten Mas Duki also explained that currently, there are 19 million micro, small and medium enterprises that have entered the digital ecosystem. The target is to reach 30 million by 2024. Meanwhile, Governor of West Java Ridwan Kamil on the same occasion revealed that he has communicated with other regions to establish cooperation in utilizing the products of the micro, small and medium enterprises. One of the existing collaboration was between the West Java Provincial Government and the South Sulawesi Provincial Government. According to Governor Ridwan Kamil, economic cooperation in utilizing micro, small and medium enterprises products with various provinces is needed amid the world economic crisis, though Indonesia does not continue to depend on foreign products. Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises National Day 2022 carries the theme Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Champion with Digital. This is an event for micro, small and medium enterprises to promote their products and to take advantage of licensing services and financing.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
Senja selalu sempurna, seperti kisahku dan dia. Saling menatap tapi jarang, dia membisu kau cinta dia, di mana letak
Editor World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today, we take you to Tebing Kraton. Located in Kampung Ciharegem, Puncak, Ciburai Village, Bandung, West Java Province, Tebing Kraton is one of the tourist attractions with beautiful views in Bandung. When you set foot in Tebing Kraton area, you will be greeted by a spectacular view. The best time to come to Tebing Kraton is before dawn. At Tebing Kraton, you will be amazed by the view of the sun rising slowly out from behind the hills in the east. All this beauty is what makes some people believe the name Tebing Kraton, which means palace cliff, comes from the splendor of nature and its beautiful panorama to the eye. There are many activities you can do at Tebing Kraton, for example, trekking, cycling, camping, and others. To get to the top of the hill, you need approximately 15 to 30 minutes on foot. Along the way to the top of the hill, you will be presented with shady forest views on the left and right sides of the road. The journey is not too difficult because the road to the top of the Tebing Kraton has been provided to make it easier for visitors to travel to the top of the cliff. This tourist spot also provides a camping ground for visitors who want to enjoy the night at Tebing Kraton. From the center of Bandung, the capital city of West Java Province, you can go to the Taman Hutan Raya Insinyur Haji Juanda through Dago Pakar. Entering this tourist spot, you need to pay an entrance ticket of around 12,000 rupiah or 82 cents US dollar. This entrance ticket also gives you access to other tourist attractions in the same area, namely Tahura Maribaya. The manager of this tourist area has provided public facilities. Some of them are prayer room and bathrooms. In addition, around the tourist area, there are many stalls with a variety of food and drinks. So, you don't have to worry. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuan bing du fei yan de chuan bo wo de kou zhao bao hu ni yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For com, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Cari dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau temui? Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini. Berlabuhlah di hatiku, beristirahatlah. Sandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Ku kan setia menemani. Terlalu lama sendiri, tak ada tujuan. Engkau butuh dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau temui? Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini. Berlabuhlah di hatiku, beristirahatlah. Bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Ku kan setia menemani. Akulah yang kau cari. Kau butuh dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Akulah dermaga hati yang kamu cari. Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini. Berlabuhlah di hatiku, beristirahatlah. Bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Setia menemani, akulah yang kau cari. Padaku, lihatlah aku di sini. Berlabuhlah di hatiku, beristirahatlah. Bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Bukan setia menemani, akulah yang kau cari. Oh, akulah yang kau cari.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about how are you? So stay tuned. We We are going to present you a conversation entitled Bagaimana Kabar Anda? Bagaimana Kabar Anda? Which means, how are you? This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Datil, a tourist guide. Datil starts the conversation by asking how Dev is doing. Let's listen to the conversation.
Selamat pagi, bagaimana kabar Anda?
Selamat pagi, kabar saya baik. Bagaimana dengan Anda?
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Bagaimana? Bagaimana? Which means how. Bagaimana kabar Anda? Bagaimana kabar Anda? Which means how are you? In the conversation, you hear the question, Bagaimana kabar Anda? Bagaimana kabar Anda? Which means, how are you? Datil asked the question to ask how Dev is doing to start the conversation. To ask how someone is doing, the question, Bagaimana kabar? Bagaimana kabar? Which means, how are? Is followed by salutation. For example, Anda, Anda, which means you in the formal context. Besides using the expression Bagaimana kabar Anda? Bagaimana kabar Anda? Which means how are you? You can also use the question Apa kabar? Apa kabar? Asking how someone is doing is the way to start a conversation, which is usually done by Indonesians. Besides the expression Bagaimana kabar and Apa kabar, another expression that is usually used to ask how someone is doing is Sehat, sehat, which means, are you feeling well? Using question intonation. The expression sehat, sehat, which means, are you feeling well, is an alternative to ask someone's health. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Selamat pagi, bagaimana kabar Anda?
Selamat pagi, kabar saya baik. Bagaimana dengan Anda?
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
cintai selalu hingga akhir aku.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Gugur Bunga by Tuti Mariati. Ismail Marzuki is a national hero as well as an Indonesian maestro who has contributed to Indonesian music. He is the creator of the song Gugur Bunga di Taman Bakti, or better known as Gugur Bunga. The song Gugur Bunga was composed by Ismail Marzuki in 1945 and used as a national anthem to honor Indonesian soldiers who died during the Indonesian National Revolution. Well, listener, here is Tuti Mariati with the keroncong song entitled Gugur Bunga.
Thank you.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Cinta yang sepertimu, kau goreskan warna
angan-anganku. Oh, 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 tak butuh waktu untuk memilihmu. Temani aku selamanya. No, never go, never go. I'm so in love with you. Tak pernah ku temukan cinta yang sepertimu.
International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vionews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vionews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Ardela. See you on the next English program.